at a rally before the hearing and at a podium during the hearing Tuesday at Buffalo State College, third-party and election reform groups voiced concerns to New York State's Public Campaign Financing Commission. Although Governor Andrew Cuomo made the commission to shape the state's new public matching funds program, which would give more voice to small donors, they worry Cuomo also made the commission to take away third-party influence. They fear the commission will eliminate fusion voting, which allows candidates to run on multiple party lines and gives third parties much of their power. They're also concerned it will raise the threshold of votes needed for third parties to get automatic ballot access. This comes after a New York Times report Tuesday that Jay Jacobs, a commission member and chair of the state Democratic Party, is proposing raising the number of needed votes from 50,000 to 250,000. Sarah Buckley is a state committee member for the Working Families Party, a progressive third party and Cuomo adversary.
And I know most people in this room want a more vibrant democracy. And we know that banning fusion voting outright or setting the bar so high to qualify that no minor party could ever reach it will not get us to a more vibrant democracy.
Third parties aren't the only ones upset. Several Republican lawmakers and officials also voiced concerns. State GOP Chairman Nick Langworthy says Cuomo made the commission to attack third parties and placed Jacobs on the commission to do his bidding.
As I said from the outset, this is Cuomo's attempt to legally rig elections, and he put the fox in charge of the henhouse.
Jacobs denies the accusations, saying he just wants to ensure third parties are legitimate before they receive public dollars under the new system. As for the New York Times report, he's trying to raise the voter threshold to 250,000. Jacobs says he's not tied to that number, but does want to see the threshold increase dramatically.
12,700,000 registered voters. If you can't get 200,000 of them to vote on your line, how credible really are you that you then deserve matching funds for a candidate who runs on that line and the use of taxpayer money? That's what this is about.
The commission has until December 1st to make its recommendations. Those recommendations become law if the state legislature does not reject them within 3 weeks. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.